the man, the myth, the legend, K-Fed himself, Josh Gaines.
Thank you all for being here. I appreciate your support. You're doing your nation a great thing today. So thank you very much. Right here, I'm going to read a letter that I have addressed to Mr. Rumsfeld himself. Today, I've got my medals right here. I have my medals right here, packaged up. I'm going to send them back to Donald Rumsfeld at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University to show that I did not truly defend my nation and I did not help defeat the war on terrorism. Sorry, you can look up the medals online. I got them in the package already. Post office can confirm that. Alright, so I'm going to read the letter to you guys right now. Dear Mr. Rumsfeld, as a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom, I am respectfully returning the Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal and National Defense Medal. Sir, among all the Army values I carry within, none is stronger than integrity. It is with honor and loyalty that the American soldier must serve one's country. Thus, my intention for this letter and action is for you, with honor, to recognize the failures that have and continue to put our military men and women in grave and unnecessary danger. As a soldier and an American, I ask for your loyalty to the true needs of the brave men and women serving our country while suffering countless injustices due to greed, corruption, and incompetence. In December of 2003, my unit, the 826 Ordnance Company, was cross-leveled into the 266 Ordnance Company out of Puerto Rico. My unit became the 266 Ordnance Company, and there was more work to do than we expected to get us ready for our deployment. The 266 was hanging by a thread. Just about every vehicle was deadlined. Lawn chairs were used as driver's side seats. TA-50 masks were being insufficient. The unit itself is very distant from us in the 826. The language barrier alone became a real issue in pre-deployment and while in country. I personally did my best to help wash away the differences we all had and try to work together. The fortunate thing for the 266 Ordnance Company was our pre-deployment training was excellent thanks to the help of previous veterans. The 266 left for Kuwait February 27, 2004, where we were to up armor vehicles, acquire ammunition, and take advanced training for entering Iraq. The materials we acquired for up-arming our vehicles was minimal. As lead Humvee gunner, I had nothing but plywood walls filled with sandbags as reinforcement protection. My M249 issued to me was supported by a makeshift tripod made out of scrap metal. We were the only unit in our convoy with this type of vehicle reinforcement for protection of soldiers. Regular Army vehicles were reinforced with sufficient issued armor and reinforcement, but not the 266. We were the laughing stock of the convoy while entering Iraq in early April 2004. After a few close calls within our three-day journey through Iraq to Camp Anaconda, everyone in convoy made it to our destination safely. Upon arrival at Camp Anaconda, we were immediately given platoon-sized tents located near the airstrip. We were promised Connex housing within a month of our arrival, which never happened. Within that month, we were given the main ammunition supply point to maintain ammunition supply operations in country. During that transition of receiving the ASP, the Battle of Fallujah had just begun. With our soldiers returning from Fallujah to arrive at our ASP with stories of the use of white phosphorus, Willie Pease, I wondered how we could call ourselves freedom fighters. When we were up against a force who used primitive guerrilla warfare tactics while we were using incendiary projectiles. We would later conclude that children and women were affected by the ammunition and its devastating side effects. I was forced to ask myself, are we really defeating terrorism with the scar of war, or with the scars of war on later generations, leaving them to ponder the true intentions of freedom and democracy? Allowing KVR to help with ammunition operations disgusted me. Their reclusive actions on base made it clear to me what their true intentions were for entering and occupying Iraq. This war is all about contracts and the profits that are made by civilians who did not volunteer for this war but promote the very idea of occupation. Their insufficient contracted service is a disgrace to our efforts in Iraq. The 266 took the blame for a massive loss of inventory on ammunition, resulting in us having to leave operations and move to a different mission. The truth for whom lost inventory, whether the 266 or KVR, is still a mystery. We were ordered to Camp Endurance late June 2004. When we arrived at Camp Endurance, it was uncertain as to what the mission was going to be. In between missions, my unit was ordered to front gate security. Security at the front gate was a joke. Iraqi National Guard, ING, identification looked worse than most college fake IDs. There was no electronic data machines to prove authenticity of the ING soldiers coming off and on base. The amount of Iraqi National Guard entering and exiting Fort Operating Base Endurance at times was overwhelming for us to maintain security properly. We were provided with two translators, which usually only consisted of one translator who could properly discuss topics in English with us as security. We would later find out that U.S. supplied ammo caches for the Iraqi National Guard effort were given up by an Iraqi colonel to the enemy. The same Iraqi colonel who gave up U.S. supplied caches was also granted access on and off base with whomever he pleased, whenever he wanted, without question. We did eventually build a new ASP so that the unit to take over our operations had a legitimate mission. The new ASP, though, could have been built in less than a month. With the translator I worked with on a daily basis, we discussed America's own revolution that brought us to freedom. He understood well the concept that a true patriot needs to stand up and fight for what is right in their own country.
That's right.
As I asked what America could do to help his nation end the conflict, he simply replied, "America needs to leave Iraq so that my people can take their nation back."
Yeah.
Amen. He understood that the Iraqi people need to take care of their own interests and not submit to an insurgency escalated by American presence. I have concluded that this war is ironically harming American security. Mr. Rumsfeld, the medals given to me have no merit for my time in service. As a U.S. soldier, I feel that the war on terror should begin here. I feel that the war on terror should begin here at home by putting to rest the false and ludicrous notion that we are safer fighting in Iraq than by sending our troops home today. With massive corporate interests, in privatized security in Iraq that raped the American taxpayer and have little, if any, oversight, I see a grave injustice to the American taxpayers, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of dead and wounded innocents on all sides. For my country, I swore an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States at all costs, from enemies foreign and domestic, not to become a pawn in your new American century.
Yeah!